Hello and welcome. When I first stepped into community engagement, I had one big question. What actually works when you want to celebrate local history in the U.S.? Not splashy parades, gatherings where someone says, "I didn't know that happened on my block," or a neighbor finally feels their family's story belongs in the public record. Here's the biggest lesson I've learned from teaching practitioners and running programs in tiny towns, suburbs, and dense city corridors. Celebration isn't spectacle. It's connection. It ties people to place with evidence, inclusion, and real participation. When it works, people don't just watch, they join. So what do the best local history events share? They're place-based. A street, a school, a watershed, so people can point and say, there. They're participatory. You invite stories, photos, recipes, and memory. They're inclusive by design, centering multiple communities, Indigenous, Black, Latinx, Asian American and Pacific Islander, European, immigrant, and inviting descendant groups to co-lead. They're evidence-driven, using archives, oral histories, artifacts and data, and honest about what we know and what we're still learning. They're accessible. Ramps, captions, large print, childcare, translation, sensory-friendly options. Because if people can't show up fully, the story is incomplete. And they're portable, adaptable to a library, school, church hall, or park shelter without losing their soul. With that foundation, here are three formats that deliver big impact without a big budget. First, the farmers market pop-up. It meets people where they already are. Picture three portable banners with photos tied to that exact block. Before and after shots of Main Street. A long-gone corner store. A community garden that used to be a factory lot. Add a table to scan family photos and a big map where folks can pin memories. Your window is short, 3 to 5 minutes. Set up near coffee or music so comfortable people linger. Keep it light. Offer conversation cards with prompts like, "My family shopped on this street when?" Or, "The biggest change I've seen downtown is." Those cards travel home and keep the story alive. Why it matters at scale. There are over 8,600 markets across the U.S. If 1 out of 10 visitors chats for 3 minutes, that's hours of exchange in one morning. Make content hyper-local, the experience bite-sized, and the follow-up effortless. Use a QR code to link to a short oral history clip or a 3-minute story map. Keep accessibility front and center. Large print captions, translated handouts, and clear paths for strollers and wheelchairs. Lower the barrier and more people step in. Second, the History Harvest, or Community Scan Day. This brings archives out of kitchen drawers and into the public record. Families bring yearbooks, funeral programs, business receipts, church bulletins, ribbons from long-ago fairs, materials you'll never find in an official repository, but that tell the true story of a place. Set the room like a friendly production line, a welcome table, a scanning station, a photo corner for oversized objects, and a story station that feels like a warm conversation, not an interrogation. Recruit teens to help with scanning, real workforce training, and it puts young people in the role of keepers of memory. Print release forms in multiple languages and be crystal clear about consent. What you're collecting, where it will live, how it might be used. Rights and privacy matter. Clarity builds trust. Try themed harvests, school days, Main Street memories, or family recipes. Themes spark instant conversation and add context. Set up a digital return station with a big monitor so people see their items appear instantly. Capture the why behind each object. This ribbon was my aunt's first prize. This bulletin marked the night our choir welcomed new families after the mill closed. Afterward, share a simple online gallery and invite contributors back for a celebration. Acknowledgement, not perfection, is what people remember. Third, the neighborhood walking tour with a theme. Let the place tell its own story. The secret is focus. Think three blocks and three big ideas. Maybe redlining and resilience. Industry to innovation. A culinary corridor born from immigrant food carts. Or an indigenous homelands tour co-led by tribal partners. Keep it to about an hour and under a mile and a half. Build in rest stops and check surfaces for wheelchairs and strollers. Offer a Spanish language version if your neighborhood calls for it. Try a sensory-friendly tour with shorter stops and smaller groups. In rural areas, a convoy works. Drive to three or four stops and share stories on site. Use primary sources, old maps, directories, oral histories. But don't drown people in dates. Think of it like a three-song set. An opener that hooks, a middle that deepens, a closing that sticks. Co-lead with someone rooted in the community, a descendant family member, small business owner, elder, or tribal representative. Their voice turns lecture into lived experience. End at a place that invites people to linger, so conversation continues and local businesses benefit. Where do you start? And how do you avoid landmines? Define success in human terms. If three residents share new photos, that's a win. If one person felt seen, that's a win. Work with partners who already hold trust. Libraries, schools, faith communities, mutual aid groups. Invite descendant communities to co-design from the start, not as an afterthought. Pay people for their time when you can. Be honest about gaps. Create space to acknowledge harms along with achievements. History isn't all sunshine, and audiences can handle nuance when you lead with respect. A quick word on logistics. Think ADA from the outset. Ramps, readable fonts, good sound. Clear signage. Translate materials into the languages your neighbors actually speak. When in doubt, offer water, shade, and a place to sit. Consider childcare for longer programs and transportation for folks who don't drive. If you're sharing anything online, include clear content warnings and permission statements. The detailed checklists live in the written guide. You don't need to memorize them now. Here's what it looks like when it clicks. It's Saturday at the market. You set up near the coffee stand with three tall banners showing Main Street across 100 years. People stop for a minute, then two, then they pull out their phones. A teenager scans a photo of someone's grandfather in front of a long-gone bodega and hands them a digital copy on the spot. A pin goes on the big map. My uncle fixed bicycles here in 1994. You collect names for next month's walking tour about the music venues that used to line this strip. You cap it with a small celebration at the library, where the new gallery goes live, and the room is full of people who created it together. That isn't spectacle. That's community memory in motion. If you've been waiting for permission to start, consider this it. Choose one format. Set a date far enough out to do it right. Find one partner who brings trust and one who brings space or gear. Make a simple plan for collecting, crediting, and caring for the stories you gather. Measure success by the quality of interactions, not the size of the crowd. Keep it portable so you can repeat it across neighborhoods, schools, and congregations. And always ask, does this help people see themselves in the ongoing story of this place? For step-by-step checklists, consent language, scanning specs, route planning, insurance, check the written guide. Today was about the why and the shape of what works. The rest is craft you can learn and adapt. I'll leave you here. Local history isn't in a vault. It's in lunch pails, recipe boxes, union pins, church programs, protest flyers, Polaroids, and playlists. It's the sidewalk your grandmother walked and the mural your neighbor painted last summer. When we design events that welcome those pieces in and honor the people who carry them, we don't just remember the past. We build a more honest, connected future. Thanks for spending this time with me. Go meet people where they already are. Keep it focused, keep it welcoming, and don't be afraid to start small. The best stories begin at the scale of a conversation and grow from there.